Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Horace, how are you?
Hey, it's great to be on the program. Hope great. Your Thanksgiving was great.
It was great. Always great to take a couple of days off and enjoy turkey and food and family and stuff yourself and watch the Dallas Cowboys lose another game. So it was perfect.
Yeah, all of that I was in agreement with, except for that at the end.
Well, I know you're a big Washington fan. You're probably a Redskins fan, right?
No. I'm a Dallas Cowboy all the way.
So am I. I didn't know that, Norris. Okay.
Way to start the interview by insulting the guest, and Chris.
Exactly. You know what, Horace? First thing that I want to talk to you about, two polls came out last week showing President Trump's support among African Americans in the 30% range. You know, one poll, you can say, okay, it's an outlier. Two polls, you're kind of saying, oh, okay, maybe. A third poll has come out saying the president's support is in the 30% range. Do you believe these polls, and what do you attribute it to?
Well, there's a couple things. One is, it's no doubt that when people who are just working every day, supporting and loving their families, look around and see that their economic situation is better than it was before, they naturally want it to continue. And when they look around and hear and see what's going on, you know what they say, if your brother-in-law loses his job, there's a recession. If you lose yours, it's called a depression. Well, what happens when not only did you not lose your job, you got a raise and a bonus, and you went out and bought a new pickup truck, and your brother-in-law said he's moving out and he's getting his own apartment? When you see those kinds of things, nobody has to tell you, no one has to persuade you, no one has to sell you. You know that the circumstances economically are better. And I believe it is going to be nearly impossible to convince people who see with their own eyes what's going on not to believe it, not to rely on it. It's going to be very, very hard, and that's why we see these kinds of numbers coming. Oh, and by the way, there are a bunch of people that won't tell the truth, even now, to the pollsters about what they're thinking. So I say those numbers are actually underestimating the approval rating and the potential for support in November.
You know, when I was watching Meet the Press, not this last weekend, but the weekend before, they have a segment called Data Download. And those numbers that were in that segment were mind-boggling to me. It said that 50% of African-American Democrats label themselves moderate to conservative. That's, you know, not liberal, moderate to conservative. Horace, how can the conservative movement attract those voters who are consider themselves moderate to conservative?
Well, here's the thing. We've had 8 years when President Obama was running the show and demonstrating to the American people, and in particular Black Americans who were paying attention, that it was good to have a Black man in the White House, even if you didn't get to keep yours. It was good to have the first Black president elected, even if you had to have your car taken or you were laid off from your job. In fact, at one of his rare town hall meetings, the president was asked by a Black woman whether or not we were returning to the period of pork and beans because her budget, her husband's budget, and their lifestyles were so stretched. And he promised that it was going to get better. Instead of getting better, under Barack Obama, we set 5 separate records for the highest unemployment for Black Americans, and we set the records for the highest number of Black Americans on food stamps and the highest number of Black Americans who lost their homes. By the time of his administration, when we, quote, had been officially in recovery for 2.5 years, we had the highest gap between Blacks and whites in terms of economic individual household ownership, individual financial well-being than we had seen since the Great Depression. Now, here's the good news. Under President Trump's policies, Black Americans, just like the rest of the country, but Black Americans are setting a record for the number of people saying, I don't need to use the food stamp program anymore. They're not being kicked off the program. They are finding great opportunities. And in fact, the number of, we've set 6 separate records for unemployment attainment by Black Americans. Why am I telling you all of this? What I'm telling you is it used to be a lot easier to say to Black America, don't vote for those mean old Republicans, don't vote for conservative policies because they don't like you. Now we've had 8 years where people got to see, oh, okay, we've got a Black man who's a Democrat and a liberal in power. For the beginning of his term, he had the entire House and the Senate on his behalf, and all of that led to misery. It is going to be a lot harder to say, don't vote for that man that tweets because he's a racist or he's a bigot. Now, the president himself is planning to visit more and more places where Black Americans are, and he plans to highlight more and more of the policies. But I will tell you, more than outreach, more than saying hello and shaking your hand, more than all of that is putting money in your pocket. Under Barack Obama, there was no money in the pocket and a lot of month left over. Now what we're seeing is there's not much month left over and there's still some money left in the pocket. That, I think, is the best campaign idea ever. And if the Democrats or the progressives want to compete against that message, they're going to have to say, here's how I can make it even better.
Hey, Horace, this is Ryan Wiggins. We've been talking a little bit on the broad scope of things, especially with your book being How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. But I want to ask a very specific question that I really do not know the answer to, and I want to know what you think. These 3 polls that have come out, one of them is from Rasmussen, and it shows that Black support for Trump is in the 30s. The other do, too. That one is more right-leaning, usually, or at least is favorable to Republicans. The other two are not. Emerson is the other one. It's not. NPR and PBS is the third one, clearly is not. And it's saying that Black support for Trump is at about 32%. So at this point, these polls are not outliers. But something has changed in the last month, because these poll numbers are new. It had been maybe in the 15% range. This is double. So something has changed in the last month. The only thing I can see that's happening is impeachment. But what do you attribute this jump in Black support for Trump to in the last month?
Well, Bill Clinton's campaign explained to us that it's always about the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Here's what Black Americans are saying in the NPR poll. Black Americans said in the NPR poll that they did not believe that this impeachment crusade was worthwhile, was useful, would be ultimately successful, and they largely suggested that it was going to be a waste of time. Many, many Americans, but particularly Black Americans, were wondering why all of this energy and effort is being put into it. Now, I recently was on the Laura Ingraham show. Actually, it was the night before Thanksgiving. And I was asked this question that should Black Americans expect that they have to choose between personal prosperity or civil rights dignity? And I laughed then, and I'll laugh now. the original March on Washington, where the civil rights effort that ultimately resulted in the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act and the Fair Housing Act was originally a jobs rally. And in fact, in my book, I show a copy of one of the banners that was being circulated that day, and it was called a jobs rally, a march on Washington. Here is the truth. The best way to obtain dignity, the best way to be an independent person who is competently able to decide your life for yourself is to be able to have the opportunities for access to economic growth. And that means if you're more prosperous, if you're able to send your kids to better schools, if you're able to get to better neighborhoods, if you're able to do the things that you know are good for you, you and your family are able to thrive. When the government says, I've got housing for you, I've got schooling for you, I've got health care for you, Black Americans of all people know all of that is always substandard. Now, they don't say we don't want it. What they say is we want better. And that's what this growth opportunity is. So I will tell you, Black Americans are rejecting this whole idea that what we need is to stay in the public housing, that we need to stay in these inner city poorly performing public schools, and that we need food stamps to put food on our table. Right. They want exactly the opposite.
Good deal. Horace, tell folks where they can get a hold of your book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, The Untold Story of Black Advancement in the Era of Trump.
Yeah, go to either the Barnes & Noble website or Amazon. It's available right now on pre-order. And, of course, you can always check us out at www.projectnews.com.
Becky's asking me, can we get a signed one?
Oh, absolutely. Happy to.
Thank you, Horace. Appreciate you coming on with us, and have a great day, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.